Hello and welcome back to this podcast. Thank you for visiting. Let us consider what are deemed the mature defense strategies or positive coping skills. There are 8 defined. As you hear these, consider what your instinct is about each strategy and whether you think it is in any way facilitates your everyday practice of abject honesty or means of attaining self-knowledge. So, in no specific order, they are suppression, which is defined as a way of dealing with emotional conflicts or internal and external stresses by voluntarily avoiding thinking about the disturbing problems, wishes, feelings, or experiences temporarily. For example, not dwelling on tangential problems in order to deal with the one pressing problem. It is thought to be postponing, not procrastinating. The individual can call the suppressed material back to conscious attention readily, since it is not forgotten. When using the mechanism of suppression, distressing feelings are acknowledged, but dealing with them is postponed until the subject feels more able or the timing is more appropriate. Neurotic anxiety is minimized since the material is not repressed, and in addition, anticipatory anxiety may still be present until the stressor is dealt with. But anticipatory anxiety may still be present until the stressor is dealt with. The next mechanism is altruism, defined as dealing with conflict or stresses by dedication to fulfilling the needs of others as a way of fulfilling one's own needs. The individual receives some partial gratification either vicariously or as a response from others. The subject is usually aware to some extent that his or her own needs or feelings underlie altruistic actions, and there must be a clear, demonstrable, functional relationship between the individual feelings and the altruistic response. Altruism gratifies social and attachment needs while dealing with emotional conflict through helping others. In many cases, the conflict revolves around distress over past examples of confronting stressful situations for which one needs help that is somehow unavailable or insufficient. Altruism channels affects such as anger and experiences such as powerlessness into socially helpful responses that also enhance the individual's sense of mastery over the past. For example, a person who has murdered someone in the past suddenly becomes pious. The next strategy is anticipation. The individual mitigates emotional conflicts or internal or external stressors by not only considering realistic alternative solutions and anticipating emotional reactions to further problems, but experiencing the future distress by mentally bringing the distressing ideas and effects together. This is considered rehearsal, and it allows the individual to prepare a better adaptive response to the anticipated conflict or stressor. Anticipation allows the individual to mitigate the effects of future stressors or conflicts. It requires being able to tolerate the anxiety attendant to imagining how a future situation might be distressing. By effective rehearsal, for example, thinking how would I feel if this were to occur, and planning the response, the subject decreases distressing aspects of the future stressor. Anticipation also increases the likelihood of positive external outcomes and more positive emotional responses. So it's like normalizing some stressor before it occurs. Next strategy is self-assertion. The individual deals with emotional conflicts or external or internal stressors by expressing one's feelings and thoughts directly to achieve some goal. Self-assertion is not coercive or indirect and manipulative. The goal or purpose of the self-assertive behavior is usually made clear to all parties affected by it. Self-assertion deals with emotional conflicts through the direct expression of one's feelings or wishes, and thereby relieves the anxiety or the stress that occurs whenever internal or external countervailing forces prevent expression. Self-assertion does not require that the individual get his or her own way to be successful as a defense or adaptive response. Rather, it is also emotionally useful because it allows the individual to function, one, without the anxiety or tension that builds whenever feelings and wishes are unexpressed, and two, without a sense of shame or guilt for not speaking up for oneself in emotionally conflicting situations. The emotional consequences are worse when self-assertion is blocked by internal prohibitions rather than by external factors alone, such as by a domineering person or authority. Next strategy is affiliation. Using this strategy, the individual deals with the emotional conflicts or internal or external stressors by turning to others for help or support. By affiliating with others, the individual can express him or herself, confide problems, and feel less alone or isolated with a conflict or problem. This also results in receiving advice or concrete help from the auxiliary ego, that is the other person with whom you're sharing. In this way, it improves the individual's ability to cope. Confiding leads to an increase in the individual's coping capacity as the other person to whom you're confiding supplies emotional validation and support. Affiliation does not include trying to make someone else responsible for dealing with your problem, nor does it imply coercing someone to help or acting helpless to elicit help. Affiliation is not simply belonging to an organization, a church, or a social club, or by seeing a counselor or therapist. Rather, it is a demonstration by give and take around conflicts and problems that occur in the context of belonging to an organization or by confiding with others. Affiliation aligns the individual's emotional needs with the wish to cope effectively with conflicts and stressors. The ability to cope is enhanced by seeking support from others, while attachment needs are also satisfied. Others may enhance the individual's repertoire of ego skills by helping with advice, modeling, planning, judgment, role-playing, practicing. Usually, this is accompanied by a reduction in subjective tension created through expressing one's feelings and sharing one's conflict. Most popular example is Alcoholics Anonymous. Next strategy is self-observation. Using this strategy, the individual deals with emotional conflict or internal or external stressors by reflecting on his or her own thoughts, feelings, motivation, and behavior. The person can see himself as others see him in interpersonal situations, and as a result, is better able to understand other people's reaction to him or her. This defense is not synonymous with simply making observations or talking about oneself. This defense mechanism allows the person to make the best adaptation to the demands of external reality based on having an accurate view of one's own effects, wishes, and impulses and behavior. While self-observation does not change one per se, it is a precursor for seeking better adaptive strategies to internal states. This defense allows the individual to grow and adapt better as he or she deals with stress. Next strategy is sublimation. The individual deals with emotional conflicts or internal or external stressors by channeling rather than inhibiting potentially maladaptive feelings or impulsive into socially acceptable behaviors. This defense is to be rated present only when a strong functional relationship can be demonstrated between the feelings and the response pattern. Classic examples of the use of sublimation are in sports and games, used to channel angry, impulsive, or artistic creation that express conflicted feelings. Sublimation allows the expression of wishes, impulses, or affects that the subject voluntarily inhibits because of their potential negative social repercussions. The subject channels them instead into socially acceptable expressions. The original aims and objectives of the impulses, wishes, and affects are often modified considerably, resulting in a creative activity or product. For example, a hostile competitive urge may be channeled into competitive sports or work, or sexual impulses may be repressed through creative art or dance. The result of sublimation is that the original impulses are allowed some expression, while the resulting activity or product also brings some positive social approval or reward. Case in point, boxers or wrestlers. They get to fight and channel all that hostile energy. Okay, last but not least is humor as a strategy. The individual deals with emotional conflicts or internal or external stresses by emphasizing the amusing or ironic aspects of the conflict or stressor. Humor tends to relieve the tension around conflict in a way that allows everyone to share in it rather than being at one person's expense or in derisive or cutting remarks. An element of self-observation or truth is often involved. Humor allows some expression of affects and wishes that are involved with conflict or stressor. Whenever conflict or external stresses block full expression of the affects or satisfaction of wishes, humor allows some symbolic expression of them and of the source of the conflict. The frustration emanating from the conflict is transiently relieved in a way that both self and others smile or laugh. This is especially evident around issues of human condition in which certain stresses are inescapable. For example, jokes about death. Okay, I will end the discussion here for the moment to give you time to reflect on what I presented here. Next time, we will discuss the neurotic strategies and my take on these mature strategies. And in addition, consider the question, how then shall we live? Meanwhile, care enough to act with virtue. Dream despite your deepest fears. Live honestly with dignity and grace. And above all, love without expecting reciprocation as you continue your inner odyssey. Thank you.